I'm really pleased that we're going to have the next 45 minutes or so ready to spend with this group. They're from West Virginia. We'll get a chance to meet the four of them throughout our time together. But let's just get started. The group is Dog and Gun. Dog and Gun here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's great to have you here. I'm going to turn to the guy who sang that song. His name is Evan Johns, and welcome you here and ask you to tell us about how you all came to play together, and also a little bit about that song. Who wrote it?
That's one I wrote just this summer, actually, so it's kind of a new one. Figured we'd, Halloween coming up, start with kind of a spooky one. So.
A fine thing to do. So, how long have you guys been playing together?
It's been about 7 or 8 months, give or take. We started playing, I guess, in April of this year. But me and Nathan, our bass player, we've been jamming off and on for a few years now. So we have a little bit of history.
And that's Nathan Ryan, and I think we can actually use this microphone for him to say hello.
Great.
I want to ask each of you, while we're getting into the beginning here, and I'll start with you, Evan. Where are you from originally? And
I'm from Buchanan, West Virginia, so kind of right in the middle of the state there.
And how did you come to play the guitar and to write songs? What role... You know, how did music sort of enter into your life?
Well, I mean, I came from a family of a lot of musicians, none of them really folk musicians, and I guess it was an act of rebellion against the piano lessons my parents made me take as a kid, or who knows, but got a guitar at around 15 and started playing in sort of punk rock bands and eventually kind of shifted to playing folk music.
Well, that's great. Let me turn over to... Nathan, who's playing bass, and welcome you. Where are you from?
I'm from Parkersburg, West Virginia, originally, and I live in Buchanan now.
And you guys were playing a little bit together beforehand?
Yeah, Evan was hosting a Friday night show that we used to call the Train Wreck at a bookstore, and a lot of people used to come out, and then you know, he moved away and we ended up getting some gigs together. So
the bookstores, if you're unfamiliar, are places where you could actually go and buy a physical book that you could open up. They would often have covers and pages,
yeah,
and musicians would play at them.
Yeah, well, sadly, that bookstore has gone the way of many others.
I just realized as you said that, I'm teasing, but it's amazing because bookstores, and there still are some around, but they were great places to play for, especially for acoustic groups. You could connect with an audience that way. How did you come by playing bass and playing this kind of music?
Yeah, I started on electric probably about 15 years ago, and these guys forced me to buy this upright up in Slippery Rock. So I've been doing this for less than a year, really.
That's a beautiful bass, too. Did you buy that new?
I did. I'll give a plug for Michael McGee, M-A-G-E-E, Slippery Rock. It's a Shen.
Yeah, it's a really nice bass.
Thank you.
As long as we might as well introduce everybody, if I could ask you to hand the mic over to Marlon. Marlon's playing an interesting snare drum. We were talking about that. That was made in Georgia?
Yeah. I'm from Atlanta originally, and this is made by a company, small company called Round Sound Drums. And I've kind of toyed with a bunch of different custom drums over the years. But, this one's always kind of stuck with.
Yeah, the brushes are really great, too. In fact, I shouldn't really call them brushes. It's really a... kind of a bunch of bamboo strands. I haven't seen that. Is that common?
They're what are called boomsticks. They're put out by ProMark, and it's the same thing you'd have in like a broomstick. I mean, it's literally just broom material. So they have a tendency to kind of get beat up pretty quick, but for trying to stay a little quieter, they're good.
Yeah, they're nice. What brought you up north?
Grad school. Evan and I are actually in school together at West Virginia, and so we both go to law school there. And before I went to law school, I played a lot of music. And lucked out and ended up in West Virginia. So,
excellent. Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're here. And let's meet the last person that we have not met, and that is Ben Perdue. And thanks for passing that along.
Good morning.
And, hey, Ben. And tell me about yourself.
Well, I originally grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I was a child of the Charlottesville music scene. My dad played in a band called the Mando Mafia down there. And so a lot of the stuff that I learned was old-time fiddle music from listening to him play mandolin and going to festivals and playing there. I only recently came back to that. I kind of rebelled against it for a while, played metal music and things like that. But in the last 4 years, I've been playing a lot of fiddle music and stuff and picked up the mandolin.
Yeah, Ben has a Metallica shirt on, I just noticed. So that shows that he played the role. What county is Charlottesville in?
It's in Albemarle County. It's central Virginia. It's about an hour west of Richmond.
Okay, you said Virginia. I was going to say, I know Charlottesville, Virginia. I was immediately thinking, is there a Charlottesville, West Virginia? I put the West in my head.
Yeah, I just recently relocated.
And I was thinking, wait, there's a new Charlottesville. That's a pretty town. It's a pretty sort of college town there. And, West Virginia has so much musical talent. The West Virginia Hall of Fame project continues, the Singer-Songwriter Hall of Fame, and so much great music. And it's just that we were talking off air a little bit about Augusta and Davis and Elkins College. And it sounds like you all have been involved there a little bit in the past. I'm glad you're here. They do have some recordings out. Your next show isn't for another couple weeks yet, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. We do play another radio show in Morgantown where we're centered a week from this Monday, I believe. And then we're kind of taking it easy for a little while. I think we have a few shows, a square dance in December back home in West Virginia.
Yeah,
and,
it looks like
the 88 in Buchanan as well.
Yeah, it looks like the 88 at Buchanan on November 1st. If you go to dogandgunwv.com, Dog and Gun, West Virginia, WV.com. You can see their whole schedule. What would you guys like to do next?
If it's all right with you, we'll do a fiddle tune here.
Absolutely.
That is actually an original one that Ben wrote here. So he'll,
just last week.
Yeah, just last week. This one's, I don't know that we've ever played this one publicly at all. So.
Or with a drum. Whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Nicely done. That's Ben Perdue on fiddle there with a nice fiddle tune. And, you know, the drums are nice to have. I'm sure every now and then, old-time music drums, people say, but it works.
We get that all the time.
I'm sure you do.
Rephrase that.
No, you do. It's tastefully done. But, yeah, that can't happen every now and then. Fiddler Ben Perdue is now donning the Mando. Do you guys often have a fifth member looking at the website? Is somebody missing?
We do, yeah. We have a banjo player from the Northern Panhandle that plays with us regularly, Trent Porter. He couldn't make it today, but luckily we have our we're just calling him our Appalachian Army knife in the back room here. Luckily, Ben can wear many hats, so...
That's spoken like a soon-to-be lawyer. A good grasp of... Do you know what area of law you want to specialize in?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work in environmental law since starting law school. So that's kind of been my focus.
Mental note, we'll talk about RCRA and Superfund when this is all over.
Great, great. I'm more of a Clean Water Act
we can
knowledgeable
do that.
On that, but be happy to talk some resource conservation with you.
Well, we can do NPDES permits, too.
There we go.
We're bonding. I did that work for a long time, probably, obviously. Sorry about that. Too much inside chatter. The mandolin has been donned by Ben, which is that a family instrument by chance? You mentioned your dad.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
It used to hang on our wall in our living room. I actually play my dad's old mandolin that he used to play a lot, made by David Gregory, but that's kind of out of commission right now. It needs to be sent to a luthier. So I've been playing this Gibson A model for the past month or so. It has a really nice mellow sound to it.
How old is that?
It is a 1917 Gibson A Junior.
1917. Yeah. Wow.
Much older than me.
Yeah. Coming up on... Oh, my goodness. Coming up on 100 years old. Wow. What's the song you're going to do?
Next one's one of the first original songs we ever played together, kind of a little country tune. It's called Act of God.
Once again, Dog and Gun from West Virginia.
When he first saw the blaze in the 3 a.m. haze, his mind turned to the wilderness drive, where God spoke his name to the fugitive slave in the shadow of Mount Sinai. Then a blow rock of the wailing, Samson purse fell. Business.
the Saturday Light Brigade, and I had a note from Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Phoenix, where the Valley comes to talk and sing and connect. They're enjoying your music today.
Great.
And I was just responding to them, and it was a good song. You have a great voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and
you.
Did you sing growing up at all?
Not a whole lot. Unfortunately, I really didn't start singing until I was probably 17 or 18 years old, and had maybe a hard time finding the kind of music that
yeah.
fit, but I really enjoy it now, that's for sure.
That's good that you did. It's got to be tough. Well, I guess two of you are fairly close geographically, but do you get together to play as often as you'd like? Probably not. I'm sure you'd like to play more often.
Yeah, not as often as we'd like. Luckily, we all live in Morgantown right now
for
the time being, except Nathan, who lives about an hour away. But it, even, you know, sometimes geography is the least of our challenges trying to get together to play. Just trying to get everyone's schedule can be difficult. But yeah, with two law students and grad student and college professor, it's it can be difficult trying to corroborate schedules.
Who's the college professor?
Our math whiz right here.
Academic. So we can talk about Laplace transforms and see all these things. You have to be very well-rounded to get an FCC license these days. You have to know all these things. Where do you teach?
I actually teach at Davis and Elkins, which you mentioned earlier.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and what do you teach?
I teach math.
A
lot of developmental math, college algebra, but they're giving me Calc 3 in the spring.
So, oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I better get working.
That's the one that has those bass sound hole symbols in it.
Yeah, double and triple integrals.
This group is called Dog and God. They're from West Virginia, and I want to be sure we get lots of music in from these fellas. What do you want to do next?
We'll do another original tune. This is kind of an early one. It's another kind of spooky Halloween song. This is one's called Confluence. We'll be right back.
dogandgunwv.com is how you can reach these guys. There are songs on the website you can listen to. I didn't check to see if they can be downloaded or not because these guys have been uploaded from West Virginia already. But can you can listen to those songs and enjoy them. They sound great. Oh, my goodness, we got an old banjo. I didn't get a look at that banjo until Ben actually lifted it up. And it's a five string, and I have a feeling it's up there. Maybe not as old as the mandolin.
You know, I'm actually not 100% sure of the age of this banjo. I think it used to be, it started life as a tenor banjo, and it's a Vega tenor banjo pot that had another Vega neck, I believe, put on it by my dad several years ago.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Is your dad still, is he still living or playing?
No, he passed away in 2005.
Oh, my sympathy. It would probably be great to, did you get a chance to play with him much?
Not much. He taught me a few songs before then. But like I said, I didn't really get into this music until about 4 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, that's I was doing the math in my head. Yeah. So I'm sure. Did he have many recordings?
Yeah, they actually have three recordings, or five rather, three on CD. And you can go to mandomafia.com, put a plug in for that, or mandomafia.org, I'm not sure. But you can order them there. I won't plug that too much. Since
to your dad, I think it's fine. I don't think, well, first of all, with a name like Mando Mafia, we want to be sure we do exactly the right thing.
<That's>
and don't upset the Mando Mafia. And plus, I don't think there's a lot of payola in mandolin music these days that I know of. Actually, Tim O'Brien has been here. It hasn't even happened there, so we're okay. We're tuning. This must be this. So there's probably either the air's changing or we have a very special song.
These old
up.
Instruments are difficult to keep in touch
yes.
with tune here. So.
Ready?
Yeah, Jesse James.
All right. Yeah, actually, Ben's going to sing this one. This is an old traditional tune.
All right. This is called Fightin' Man. Everybody knows your name. Had a score to settle, and so you robbed the train. And you took your young brothers down that bloody road of fame. You know everybody loves a fighting man. Shiny railroad cars, you're ducking bounty hunters. Well, and do you dream of summer through a tiny room of bars? You know everybody loves a fighting man. Hiding with your neighbors, you're running with your friends, sleeping with the loaded 44 pistol in your hand. You know everybody loves a fat man. You're jumping at the shadows, jumping at the sounds. You know that heroes end up prematurely in the ground. And you're always highway bound.
know everybody loves a fat man. Was easy, so you loaded up your guns. Now the three fresh mounds of Root Hill, oh, drying in the sun. 'Cause blood was your deposit, and withdrawals you had none.
You know everybody loves a fighting man.
Flying like an eagle, oh, you're crazy like a fox. You got one foot on the highway and the other in the box. But you turned your back on Bob Ford, and he had his pistols cocked. And they've come to see you buried, fighting man. Cowboy's life is harder than the saddle he calls home. And the path is cold and lonely, full of bullets, death, and stone. And he knows if he stops running, that the sun will bleach his bones.
You know everybody loves a fighting man.
Jesse James, everybody knows your name. You had a score to settle, and so you robbed the train. He stops running down that bloody road to fame.
You know everybody loves a fighting man.
I like that song. Who wrote that song?
I believe it's a traditional one. I always heard it growing up at music festivals and stuff late at night. You know.
Yeah, and the way you're playing the banjo is really fun to watch. It is kind of a combination between a claw hammer and, you know, more bluegrass five string style, at least for me.
Well, I actually kind of got it from. I guess I was trying to style that after Richie Stearns, who's a banjo player from the Horseflies.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly the level of banjo player that Richie is. He's amazing.
Richie's great, and I've always liked his banjo play. That's interesting.
That song is actually on one of his records with a band called the Evil City String Band from Ithaca. It's Rosie Newton, Richie Stearns, and a few other musicians. And they do a cover of that Fightin' Man tune.
I'm glad Richie's still active. I can remember him from the Tompkins County Horseflies days,
before they mutated.
Yes, before they mutated into something very different. Bruce just wrote to say hello, and there's Erica who's come in too, and Andy's doing a great job on sound. I think we're down to time. I think for one more, which I hope doesn't catch you by surprise. Might be able to do two if there. We have about 6 minutes of radio time left.
I guess we could do kind of a slow country song or a bluegrass song. You guys have any?
You both make a beat.
You know, both at the same time.
There we go. Yeah, they're in the same key.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could probably fit them both in. They're pretty quick.
Yeah, let's give it a try.
Let's give it a try. This one's an original one called "Goodness Knows."
Long time since
laugh at your goodness, no. Goodness, no. Goodness, no.
I'm going to thank Dog and Gun for being here and let them play us out. DogandGunWV.com is how you can learn more about them and look for them around Morgantown, West Virginia. And I'll let you take us out. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us. We really enjoyed it.
Join us again for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday mornings, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks again to Dog and Gun, and thank you to all of our guests, Pittsburgh Musical Theater and the Girl Scouts from Woodland Hills, and the director from TheaterWorks USA and Pittsburgh International Children's Theater's production of Peter Pan. Join us again on the Saturday Light Brigade.